following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge family. Merry Christmas to you guys. I actually just want to share with you guys a quick thought today. So the thought goes like this. As all of you know, life can be very challenging at times. I think we would all agree with that for sure. And we might also agree with the fact that the holidays can be really challenging at times. You know, I think back a few years ago to a specific Christmas where, by the end of the day, rather than it being a day full of joy, fun, and laughter, there were many tears that were shed and lots of hurt feelings by the end of the day. And man, that was a very rough Christmas. But it's interesting, you know, I don't think I'm alone in that. Where many of us could say that the Christmas holiday, in a lot of ways, almost can amplify some of the brokenness of going on, or feels like it can amplify some of the brokenness going on in our situations, right? Whether it would be maybe you were feeling lonely before. And at that time frame of, you know, the holiday and maybe not having many people around, you could feel even more lonely. You know, maybe there was some brokenness that happened in relationship that still did not get reconciled. And again, during the season where you'd hope for unity and togetherness, maybe that was amplified. You know, maybe it was the loss, you know, as you think back to the loss of a friend or, you know, a close relative or someone that you dearly loved, right? Again, not having their presence there can amplify a lot of times on Christmas. Now, why is that the case? You know, it felt like when we were kids, if you guys were like me, when you thought about Christmas, you couldn't wait for it to come. You would be up the entire night just waiting for Christmas to come and really didn't sleep because you were just so excited, right? Why is it that as we age and as we grow into adulthood and as we change into different seasons, that it can be often challenging during this time of year? Well, I would like to offer you just one reason, which I think holds a lot of weight. And the reason is this. In the beginning, actually the beginning of the Bible and the beginning of all creation, God created everything good. He created, you know, plants, animals, planets, the universe, you know, vegetation, oceans, the stars. And he created all these things good. He created human beings, the Bible tells us, in his own image. And after creating them and the rest of creation, he said, he looked, stepped back and looked at all of it and said, this is very good. Although, as most of you guys know, in only a few short chapters after, the first man and the first woman are faced with a temptation from the serpent, who we know is Satan. And he comes and basically gives them this kind of just this temptation where he says, hey, is God really good? Is he withholding, you know, what is truly good from you? And your life would be better off, you know, rebelling against him. And sadly, as most of you guys know, they choose to rebel against God. Now, that moment there in Genesis 3 cannot be, it cannot be minimized to just that moment, but really its effects we still feel even today. Because at that moment, death and sin enter into the world and it marred the human beings. It marred God's creation. It marred human beings' relationship between them and God, between them and each other, between them and his creation. And so when we think about, you know, these hard holidays or hard Christmases that we've had, man, really, they can be traced back to this time frame where you think about whether it is a loss that we've experienced or, you know, hard feelings or hurt or division or pain that was caused by someone else, right? All of these things ultimately find their genesis back in Genesis. But here's the thing. God did not leave it there. In fact, right after this happens, we get the promise that God would one day send someone to be the snake crusher, who would crush the head of the serpent, who would defeat sin and death, who would, you know, be able to make things right from what was broken there in the garden. And, you know, as we look through the scriptures, we see that he is to be of the lineage of David. He would be a blessing to all the nations. He would be born in Bethlehem. He would be from the tribe of Judah. He would be, he would be born of a virgin, right? He would be both a king, a priest, and at the same time, he would be a shepherd of God's people. So it's really interesting when we think to the New Testament, where we actually get not only to look forward to who he is, but we get to see who he is in the person of Jesus. And Jesus, in fact, in Luke 2, which most of you guys are pretty familiar with, we hear, you guys have probably heard it if you've ever watched Charlie Brown Christmas, read at least in the first, I think first 15 or so verses in there, right? But something for me that I read recently in reading through Luke 2 that kind of stuck out to me. And what stuck out to me was the fact that it said, as the angel pronounced that Jesus had been born, the Savior, the Messiah had been born, it says that he was born for us, for us. Now that stuck out to me for this reason, you know, why do we realize that we need a Savior, firstly? And why do we need a Savior? Well, we need a Savior because our world is broken. But not only is our world broken, but we're broken. And yet here again is the good news. This Messiah who has come, Jesus, we're told that when we put our trust in him, the penalty for our sin was rather taken upon him, so we might be seen as righteous before him when we trust in him, right? The power of sin that so often controls our thoughts, controls our actions, controls our motives, right? Controls our desires a lot of times. The Bible says we no longer have to be a slave to as we trust. When we trusted Jesus, God's spirit comes to live inside of us and we're empowered to live a life that is different and that is genuinely righteous before the Lord as he empowers us to be able to do what we can on our own. And then we think about the presence of sin, of just this broken world that we live in, right? The brokenness in others, the brokenness of just death and just the way that, man, our world is often so marred. Well, Jesus, in his second coming, he's going to one day do away with all those things and make what is broken right and whole once again. Right? The end of the Bible tells us that in Revelation 21 and 22, that as God comes and dwells with his people, right, we get to live in a place where there is no more suffering, where there is no more pain, where there is no more death or dying or disease, right? There is no more loss, but rather, again, where God has come and he's made things right once again. And that's the future for the believer. Now, here is the challenging part. You still might have a hard Christmas this year. You might have had a hard one last year. You might have another one coming up ahead. But here is the hope. The hope lies in the fact that it is because of that reason, it is because of the thing that you are experiencing, these hard challenges that are caused by sin, that's the very reason Jesus came. And what an awesome thing to know that, you know, whatever happens on that day, you have a living and imperishable hope in Christ Jesus, who's been resurrected from the dead, who's ascended into heaven, and who Acts chapter 1 tells us that in the same way that he went up into heaven, he will one day return. And friends, that is what we look forward to. So as we celebrate Christmas this year, I want to encourage you guys to know that, man, whatever is going on, we have a hope in a living Savior who came for us. God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life